tarantulas. You probably think they're big and scary. They're actually pretty harmless. And I learned about their history as pets in America, and I want you to watch as well. It's a documentary called Spiders Will Eat Your Face. You can find it on Amazon Prime, Instant Watch, and Amazon.com. And I promise, they won't eat your face.
It's that time of year again when you might crap your pants just at the thought of your favorite horror movie.
They're here.
You are listening to a Gal and a Gay podcast.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
With your hosts, Kitty.
She just goes a little mad sometimes.
And Mick.
Since this taker once tried to test me, I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Welcome to a very spooky episode of Pop Culture Connoisseurs, the Gal and the Gay. I'm Kitty.
And I'm Mick. This is episode 138. And this episode, you probably guessed it, we are talking all about Halloween and our favorites to watch this time of year.
Yes. So we're also going to go over a list of the top grossing horror films of all time. Mick is not a fan of horror films. I am.
Not.
So we'll...
Well, there are some. We talked about it. The new It movie. I don't think it's a horror movie. I would say more of a scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
that's more
there's
of a, scary
a difference,
movie.
I'd say, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Especially when once we get into our list of some of our favorites.
Right. So.
Most of mine would be considered, I mean, some of them are definitely considered horror movies, but I'm going to go with scary movies. I don't like the guts and the gore and the, ugh.
You know, I don't mind it. Typically, those aren't my favorites. I like the more scary, kind of creepy thrillers.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, gore, it's not what I tune in. Like, I'm like, oh, I have to go see this gory movie. I don't care about gore. I'd rather it be just spooky and creepy. So, yeah.
Well, there's a list. Don't we have a list of the not-so-scary movies? All
best,
for me.
The 15 best not-so-scary movies. So that's what we're going to talk about. So if you're not super into hardcore horror or gory films, there's a lot of different films you can watch this kind of year that are still in the fun, spooky vein. That are enjoyable at Christmas, at Halloween time.
At Christmas time, too.
Maybe whatever floats your boat. But
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas is both a Halloween and Christmas movie.
See?
So there you go. So this list comes from Huffington Post. This is the one I'm going to read first. There's another one that I'll get to, too.
Are we going to go 15 of them up?
I'm going to do 1 through 15, maybe. I don't know if these are in any particular order, you know, like, I don't think they're ranking.
Yeah, it says the 15 best not scary Halloween movies.
You don't think they're, like, ranking.
I think they are.
Are they? Mm-hmm. I think they're just
Yeah, because 15. Number 1 and number 15, I would definitely pick
right.
15.
Right, I agree. Okay, so we'll go 15. Hold on, let me scroll down.
You found this article, right?
I did. Well, I didn't know we were going to get particular. So.
Well, it's the 15 best.
Yeah, but.
And they're numbered.
But, yeah, but I didn't think they were being ranked. I think they were just a list. Okay, so 15. Number 15 on this list is The Corpse Bride, which if you don't know, this is another Tim Burton film similar to Nightmare Before Christmas. This came out in the early 2000s. Johnny Depp is in it. And it's actually a very, very cute movie if you like that claymation, Tim Burton-esque kind of stuff. It's not scary, but it has a very creepy Tim Burton vibe to it. So there's one. That's number 15. And number 14... Nightmare.
Yeah, we talked about that one, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Which
I've only seen it once.
Oh my god. It is.
Maybe I need to see it again.
It's one of my all time favorite movies. I never get tired of watching it. The soundtrack is amazing. I love
Tim Burton.
I do
so.
Too. I love Tim Burton and Danny Elfman, who did the music in this. But yeah, it's definitely one of my all time favorites. I went through a real hardcore Tim Burton phase when I was like 19.
Because of Batman Returns and Batman. I love Batman Returns.
Oh. That was part of it. I don't know. I think it was Edward Scissorhands that got me into it. Because I got obsessed with that film, I started watching all of his films. And but I still do have a love. I just love the style of his movies anyway. So Nightmare Before Christmas. Number 13.
Ernest Scared Stupid. I've never seen
it. You've never seen it? This was a staple when I was a child.
Oh, really?
This is, came out in the 90s. If you ever saw the Ernest movies, they made a lot of those in the 80s and 90s. this one I do remember watching a lot as a kid. It's real stupid now, like real stupid, but enjoyable. I think kids will like it. Yeah, but I do remember watching this a lot as a child. So this was my childhood, not yours.
Nope. This next one is not even my childhood. I mean, it was in my childhood, but it was
before. This is like my parents' childhood. Yeah. So yeah,
it's The Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown comes in at number 12. Again, it's also on my list. I love this movie.
I do too. And who doesn't? I mean, I think this is multi-generational because it's a classic, similar to like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty the Snowman. It's just one of those movies that's on TV every year that you watch and everyone enjoys. So, yeah, it's definitely, that's a great one for the kids as well.
I feel like so far this list is all about your childhood.
Right, this is.
Because this next one, it's you.
Oh, this Casper. Is all me, Casper. We're talking about Casper from 1994, 95. I can't remember exactly when
Christina Ricci.
Devon Sawa as Casper. This is another movie that I love, love, love to this day. It's really? So good. Yes, because I watched it a ton when I was a kid, and it's nostalgia. It's nostalgia, exactly. So it is definitely one of the ones I like to watch around this time of year with Christina Ricci. So Casper, that's a good one. Number 10. Did you watch this one?
No.
No, you didn't watch this one either?
Mm-mm.
God.
I know, right? And it's not even scary. Well,
Buffy
scary.
The Vampire Slayer. We're talking about the original Buffy movie with
Kristen. I heard it was great.
It's great. Christy Swanson, Luke Perry's in it. There's some other people in it, but it's the 1992 movie which inspired the TV show starring Sarah Michelle Gellar. So if you haven't seen it, it's really good. It's a lot of fun. Again, this is another one I watched a ton as a kid.
Yeah.
A ton. Yes.
Number 9, I remember watching in the theater, The Addams Family, also starring Christina Ricci, Angelica Houston. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
So good. Again, yes, another film series that I watched a lot as a kid. So you're right. This is my childhood.
Yeah. Little Shop of Horrors.
Number 8. I love Little Shop of Horrors. This is the one with Rick Moranis in it and Steve Martin. If you haven't seen this, you really should because the music's great. It's a great musical. I did this musical in high school also. So if you like that, but it's so funny and it's so, and the music's so great. So I completely agree with this list. So you should check that one out if you haven't.
It's like you wrote this list.
It's almost like I wrote this. I'm not kidding.
Because you were just talking about
Edward Scissorhands.
And it's
again,
in number 7.
One of my favorite movies of all time. You know, I think this could also work for Christmas too, because there's a lot of Christmas, and this came out in Christmas time. I think 89 or 90. So yeah, this is a different holiday-esque. It could work anytime, but it's such a great movie, and I'll tell you why I love it. I love Winona Ryder, but Johnny Depp is really good as Edward Scissorhands because you really empathize with his character because he's just like a sweet, sweet man who comes out into this world and everyone's kind of corrupt and treats him weirdly. Anyway, and turn on him very quickly just because he's different. But it's such a sweet movie, and I completely recommend that one. Oh, and this one was your childhood too, right?
It was Ghostbusters. Yes, Ghostbusters. I mean, the original Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, Harold Ramis, Ernie Hudson. Mm-hmm. Ugh. So
this one still holds up.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah, it definitely still holds up.
So. If your kids haven't seen Ghostbusters yet, really, you should introduce them to it. Don't bother with the remake that came out a couple years ago, because it wasn't good.
It wasn't. It really wasn't.
It wasn't. I wanted it to be.
They should have done a sequel, not
but
a reboot.
Yeah, I know.
This next one, I've watched a few times, Young Frankenstein. And actually, when I was a camp counselor in Maine, we did this. We had the kids do this one. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen this probably since I was a kid, so I don't remember a lot about it, but I know it's a classic and it's funny and it's very Mel Brooksy, so if you like that.
Oh yeah. Blazing Saddles kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And here's one I've never seen.
You've never seen this? It's been a long time since I have seen it.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show comes in at number 4. Yeah.
I've
seen bits and pieces of it, but I have never really watched the whole thing. And I guess the thing is, I know this is such a cult classic, and people love experiencing it in a group and in a theater.
Right.
I keep waiting, like, okay, mm-hmm. the next time it comes to the Alamo or wherever, mm-hmm. I'm going to do that because I think that is the best way to experience the movie. So
I completely agree. So it's been a long time, and I've never seen it in a group setting, and I do really would like to go see it because people love this movie so much that it just really makes it that much more fun, I think.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of fun, number three, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
We've said it twice. Can't say it again.
Oh, God, right.
So, I did. I loved this movie
when I was a kid. Another one of my all-time favorites.
So much fun.
It still holds up. I mean, it is funny. And Michael Keaton, I mean, every time I watch this movie, I'm just blown away at how good he is as mm-hmm. Beetlejuice. He is so funny. And, yeah, it's still one of my all-time favorites.
And they keep kind of tossing around a sequel, and
I saw a headline today that they got a new writer for or something. Script's still in the work. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I don't know how I feel about it. It depends maybe. On who's in it and how it goes. But I feel like you need Michael Keaton.
Oh yeah, you have to have them all.
Right.
And they would all come back.
Right. They would all come back.
Look, Alec Baldwin's playing Donald Trump. Right. So
exactly.
He can reprise.
But I mean, how are they going to play themselves? Because they were ghosts 30 years ago. He looks a lot different than 30 years ago.
But look at the technology.
That's true.
There's so many.
They could. That's right.
I mean, they don't have to be a starring role, but they could come back and they could have them be young again. I mean, there's so many movies that do that now.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Okay, number two. Oh my gosh.
My favorite.
Focus.
And I remember seeing this in the theaters.
Yeah.
And it didn't do well in the theaters.
No, it did not do well. But now it is this beloved cult following. People my age, and even younger kids are still watch this.
Hocus Pocus. It was.
Right. Yeah. I loved it. But like. Kids, this was definitely my generation. It came out when I was like 10, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I remember watching this repeatedly, and I still watch it when it comes on TV. So Disney Channel is going to make a remake, which, ugh.
Yeah.
Look, I know they're trying to capitalize on the popularity of it, but it's not mm-hmm. it's not going to be good, and it's not going
to
be the same. Unless
you have to bring
have,
the original cast
Unless
back.
You have Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy.
Right. I mean, why do we need a remake?
Right. This movie is classic as its own. Like mm-hmm. there's no reason to redo it. None.
Right.
But and then number one.
You love this movie.
I love this movie. It's one of my all time favorites again. Practical Magic, starring Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman. And when my sister was here this summer with my niece, we made her watch it with us. Because this is very much our movie, my sister and I, one of our favorites, just because it's about sisters who love mm-hmm. each other very much, and it's just, it's so good. I love Sandra Bullock. I love Nicole mm-hmm. Kidman. It's so good. It's a fun movie, so. And it's very 90s, so this came out when I was in high school, and it's just the fashion and the hair and everything, just nostalgia washes over me when I watch this movie. So, anyway, this is a good list. Yeah. And these are movies that I could watch year-round, not just at Halloween, but these are all really great movies that I highly recommend. There's another article from Pop Sugar who listed most of the same movies, but there's a couple others on here that I wanted to mention. Excuse me as I scroll down and try and find them.
Well, while you're finding them, I will go over. So I have a list of my own.
Oh, do you? I want to hear this.
And so there are a few that are not on there of the non-scary movies. And again, I don't consider them horror movies. Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
I was obsessed with that movie.
Really?
I think that was the first one, like, when I was a kid that, I could, you know, I'm old enough to watch it,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get a lot of the joke, or not jokes, but like a lot of the adult stuff.
Right.
Like him throwing What's actually happening.
Right.
But I love the characters, and yeah, and Jodie Foster, Anthony mm-hmm. Hopkins, just fantastic. Seven was another
right.
one.
And that's on this list.
I don't consider that a horror movie.
Seven?
I don't consider it a horror movie. I consider it like a thriller.
It's definitely
scary
a thriller.
Movie.
You know, I don't know. I could go back and forth on that. I wouldn't say it's a straight up horror movie either, but it's definitely scary.
Signs,
uh-huh.
I get
that's
not
our
a horror
highest
movie.
Grossest.
Yeah.
Once you're jumping ahead. Thanks. We'll get to that. We'll talk about it.
I still remember the part that freaks me out in that movie is when they look across to the other, to the barn, and there's a figure standing, the alien was standing on the mm-hmm. roof, and at first you don't see it, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you realize what you're seeing, and I just remember still getting chills in the theater, like, ugh.
I didn't like Signs.
I know, you said you didn't like it.
And I still don't. No. You know, and I saw it in the theater, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And every time...
I love aliens and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind alien stuff. I think I was kind of over aliens.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I love anything that's supernatural, yeah. otherworldly, but I still...
Yeah.
Also, I think I just... M. Night Shyamalan is so hit or miss now.
Yeah.
Mostly miss.
It's true.
That it's hard to get excited for his movies mm-hmm. after so many letdowns.
Yeah. That's fair.
I don't know.
The Others.
Oh, I love that movie.
Holy cow.
It is so good. We went and saw that in the theater too.
Yeah,
I remember seeing it.
And that's one of those where it's just like, you think you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
The Others, the mm-hmm. movie, and then it's like the end.
The twist
is like...
It's so good.
I am not watching the same movie I thought I was watching.
Right.
I need to go back and rewatch it.
It has such a surprise, unexpected twist to it, mm-hmm. you know, that I think, and especially at the time, it was so different.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
it's what makes it stand out now, even. Mm-hmm. And the performances are really good.
Mm.
You know, but it's creepy, but it's not yeah. super scary, but it is creepy, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you haven't seen that, The Others, starring Nicole Kidman, when did that come out? Like,
oh, the I'll
it had to, I had to be in high school. I had to be in high school, maybe. So it was probably
maybe.
2000, late 90s?
The Others.
Maybe.
2001.
2001, okay, yes. Okay, now, yep. yes. Because I remember seeing it with my mom and my sister.
You were in high school. I was out of college.
I graduated in 2001, so this probably came out like,
yep.
like the end of my senior year, or that summer.
It was definitely the end of my senior year.
But anyway, you should see that. Anyway,
yes, absolutely.
It's so good.
The Others. Oh.
You know which other movie I really liked, too, that came out around the same time? It's called The Skeleton Key with Kate Hudson. And it's real dumb, but it's still something that I find enjoyable when I watch it. I don't know. She was in that?
Michelle,
in The Others?
Yes. Yes. I was just thinking that Michelle Farley, who is...
Played Catelyn Stark
on
Game of Thrones.
She was Miss Marlish. Mrs. Marlish.
Huh.
Yeah.
I want to go back and watch that now.
Yeah. I think they were the keepers of the house. I think so.
Oh. Huh.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the article, the Pop Sugar one?
Oh, the pop fiction. So it had a lot we already mentioned, but like Harry Potter movies are another good Halloween
one. Oh,
yeah.
Just
because,
yeah,
you know, they're
absolutely.
Harry Potter. And Phantom of the Opera, too, has a spooky theme to mm-hmm. it, which would be a good one. Shaun of the Dead, which is, again, one of my favorite movies. If you've never seen it, I think it's hilarious. Shaun of the Dead. No.
I don't think that's my cup of tea.
No.
It's British.
It's very British.
But, yeah.
If you don't like British humor,
and
you probably won't like it.
My heritage is Great Britain, so I really need to force myself.
You must have had something in your past life that just...
Right.
Turned
I
you
don't
off.
Like... hate Ricky Gervais.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't dislike...
No, I don't hate Ricky Gervais. Pierce Morgan. Ugh.
Oh, I don't like...
He is scum.
Yeah, he's scum.
He's scum.
I mean...
But
I don't
Ricky
think
Gervais,
a lot of...
I just don't think he's that funny.
It depends.
But I love I love Vicious. The
yeah.
one with Ian
uh-huh.
McKellen. Oh, that's good.
Anyway, Shaun of the Dead is really funny if you like zombies and British comedy. And then Sleepy Hollow, another Tim Burton film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With Johnny...
You have
Johnny
Depp,
Depp
Christina Ricci.
Ricci, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's another good one. I didn't love that one.
Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah.
You said you just loved it.
No, I said I didn't love... I love everything... Tim Burton, but that one I didn't love as much.
Mm.
So, I remember, I mean, I liked it, but I didn't, compared to his other films.
Yeah.
Yeah, not as my favorite. Anyway, those are some of them.
Okay.
So those are just some of the non-scary films you can watch this Halloween.
Well, so whether they're scary or not, they are pretty big money makers, as
mm-hmm.
we saw with
mm-hmm.
with It just recently, like...
Yeah, I mean,
so
even
people love to be scared,
right? And I feel like even the most low budget or
like, Blair Witch Project,
right, even will make a lot of money because yeah. people like to, like, for instance, there's a movie that came out called Happy Death Day this weekend.
Oh yeah,
it came out October the Friday the 13th.
Right.
And it did
this is
really
the time
well.
Of year.
Right, it's this time of year. So then just, people just want to go. So we're going to talk about the highest grossing horror films of all time. This is from a Business Insider mm-hmm. article. So number one is The Ring from 2002.
Well, 20. It's in 20th.
20th, that's what yeah. I meant. Sorry.
So we're going backwards.
Sorry.
See?
That's what I meant.
Numbers.
Well,
list.
You know, this one is numbered backwards to forward. So
as it should be. The other
be,
one
right.
was
See,
weird.
That's where I got confused.
Anyway. I was on a show called The List, so I'm really good at lists. Let's just throw it out there.
Briefly. Briefly.
Wow. Wow. It was, I mean,
that wasn't your fault, though.
It wasn't my fault.
No, that wasn't your
but
fault.
But I, believe me, they made sure we knew how to write a list and how to write it correctly and how to number it correctly. So
so we're going 20 to 1, okay? We're starting with the last one. So The Ring.
I really liked The Ring. It was
From 2002. I mean, I remember when this came out, it was a huge movie.
Oh,
huge movie.
Yeah. Because it wasn't a sequel. It was something new
right.
and original. And I mean, it's not based, it's original.
It was based off a Japanese film, correct?
Right.
So, yeah. So it's, but yeah, I remember. And yeah, I remember it being real scary.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went and saw this in the theater.
I definitely did.
I'm almost certain I did. It made $249.3 million. Mm. So, yeah.
So number 19 is a movie I still have not seen.
Either.
Get Out. It's this year's,
you know, and this
a
is,
great movie.
This tells you a lot. I mean, think of all the horror movies that come out,
mm-hmm.
And this is number 19 out of all of them, and this is a recent movie. So.
And I know there's a big twist, and
mm-hmm.
I kind of have a feeling I know what it is, but I don't really know it, so I
got
to see
this movie.
I
need to watch it. It's on HBO Go now.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All Maybe right. I'll watch it tonight when I get home.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. So, so that's, and it's made... It made $252.4 million. So number 18, oh God, is The Village.
I was gonna say, you don't like M. Night Shyamalan.
No,
so.
I don't. The only M. Night Shyamalan I liked is The Sixth Sense.
Oh.
So The Village came out in 2004. If you remember this one, had Joaquin Phoenix, Bryce Dallas Howard,
yeah,
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of M. Night Shyamalan's films that I did not care for. So yeah, it was up there. But I remember again when this was M. Night Shyamalan when he was real big, you know, so everyone was like, oh, we gotta go see his movies. And
mm-hmm.
now, that's why, probably why it made Annabelle 2004. I have not seen this.
Me either.
I haven't seen any of these Annabelle
nope.
films, but they do very well, apparently.
They do very well.
It's they're based on the killer doll from the Conjuring films, right?
Something like
yes.
that. That's. Yeah.
Yes, because in the first Conjuring, there's the doll,
mm-hmm.
and then they made a bunch of movies about the doll, I think. They made $256 million. So this is the
there's
first...
my movie, Silence of the Lambs, 1991, $272.7 million.
Yeah, I haven't watched this one in a while. I need to go back and watch it, but I do remember watching it as a child. So my parents let us watch anything.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a good one. What Lies Beneath?
Mm.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah, wasn't Harrison Ford in that?
Harrison Ford.
Michelle
Pfeiffer came out in 2000.
Michelle Pfeiffer so much.
This
so
is awesome. On, I feel like this might be on Netflix right now. I just saw it somewhere. Either Netflix or Amazon Prime. You can watch it.
Mm.
But I remember when this came out, and it's still, I haven't seen it in a while, but I really liked it. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. 14, Annabelle Creation.
That was one this year. I
that
thought
was
there
year.
Was one that was already out.
Again, these films do very well
mm-hmm.
for some reason. Shutter Island, number 13.
Yeah.
This is the one
Super
with...
Strange.
Super Strange.
But I liked it. I
right.
thought it was good.
I did too. This was Leonardo DiCaprio and Michelle Williams,
mm-hmm.
I believe. Yeah, and I remember the ending too, sort of surprised me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you like that, there's that. Number 12, Ghostbusters, the original from 1984. Then 11 is Resident Evil Afterlife. I have not seen any of the Resident Evil films. So
Me either.
Yeah, but I know people like them, so
oh,
this
absolutely.
Is not surprising. Number 10, which really surprises me, because I saw this movie and
it's
not
terrible.
Good.
Kate Beckinsale's in this one, too.
Van Helsing,
along with,
from 2004, with Hugh Jackman,
yeah.
who plays Van Helsing. I can't believe this movie made so much money. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's bad. And it has a reputation of being bad. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, at the time, it was Hugh Jackman, so
right.
That's probably why it made so much money. So, anyway. Number 9 is The Conjuring. The first Conjuring. Have you seen these?
No.
I have seen them. I actually like them.
Nope.
They're probably a little too scary for you.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. These movies have actually creeped me out. But I like it because it's based on true events. And it's based on a true couple, the Warrens, who were paranormal psychic investigators.
Oh, yeah, that's
who
right.
did the Amityville Horrors. Oh. They did all these.
The Conjuring. Who's the wife? Rose?
It's Patrick Wilson and...
Oh, and Famiga.
Yes. She's but they play the Warrens, who mm-hmm. have a whole history.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I really like those films. So there's Conjuring. Number 8 is Conjuring 2, which I think I liked Conjuring 2 better than Conjuring 1.
Take your word for it.
And then number 7 is, appropriately, 7.
Yeah!
7. I can't believe that came out in 1995. That makes me feel old.
Yeah, well, when you graduated in 1995, it also makes you feel old. Thanks.
Made $327 million, and that's like prime Brad Pitt. But again, I think this is another movie that still holds up. It's still good.
It still
is creepy. I mean, Kevin Spacey's good in it. Gwyneth Paltrow, Brad, Morgan Freeman. It's still good. So. If you haven't seen that, you should definitely see that. It's a good one. Number 6 is Hannibal, the sequel to Silence of the Lambs. Came out in 2001. Mm-hmm. Did you like this one? I remember seeing it, and I can't remember if I liked it or not.
I liked it. I mean, it wasn't Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
It wasn't Jodie Foster.
Right, exactly.
And I loved Julianna Moore, but...
And then they did... Was Red Dragon, too? They yep. did... That's mm-hmm. right. I saw that one, too.
Yeah. I like that. I mean, I like them. I like them. There's yeah. nothing. It's not like I didn't like.
It's just not
them.
The same caliber right. as Silence of the Lambs, mm-hmm. right? And the number 5.
And it's still growing.
Right. Is it?
And it'll pass Signs.
Yeah. So this Signs article came out about a month ago, and it made $404 million.
Yeah. It's probably
so far.
Already passed yeah, Signs.
It's probably you're right, but that's number 3. Number 4, Signs, which you already talked about. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you're not a fan.
Not a fan. And then number 3.
There's a movie missing from this list, but we can talk about that after we get to number 1.
Number 3 is The Exorcist, of course, which
in
is...
In 73.
I know. But, you know, it consistently makes, like, these horror film lists. It is one of the most classic horror films out there.
Well, classic, but I'm just saying money-wise.
Right, I know.
So just think how many people had to have gone to the theater back then for it still to be in the top 3.
Didn't they re-release it, too, not too long ago?
Yeah, but they...
I think they did.
Oh, did they?
I think, like, they were the original. Like, so I don't know if that factored in or if it's worldwide or... I mean, but I know...
So maybe that would make sense.
In 1973, though, it was a big, big movie. So maybe, I don't know. Number 2 is Jaws, which is interesting because you don't necessarily think this is a horror film. You know what I mean? Mm. It is definitely
That's
a thriller.
A horror film.
But I love Jaws. Jaws still holds up to this day.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't,
and it was the one that kicked off the summer blockbuster.
Right, you're right. We talked about that. Yeah. So Jaws. I still watch it whenever it's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I still sometimes watch the crappy sequels when they have them on TV, too. So, and the number 1 is The Sixth Sense from 1999.
Sharknado, is that is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
No. Oh, yeah, Sixth Sense.
I do remember seeing this in high school and being blown away, and it's still a good movie. So.
Well, and here's the thing. So it comes in at number 1 with $672.8
million. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be tough to beat. For any of the others.
Right.
I don't think it's going to come that close to that.
No, I don't think so.
But
do you remember when this movie came out, how big it was?
It was one of those movies. It was all word of mouth. And everyone was like, you have to see this movie. You have to see
right.
this movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you wanted to because you knew there was something big and you wanted to be in on the mm-hmm. conversation and be able to talk about it.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Exactly.
So good.
Yeah.
You know what movie's not on this list?
What's that?
The Shining.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Right?
So I mean, I was Googling like left and right for different articles about like top horror movies and that sort of thing. And I mean, you can find so many lists out there. This is one that I found one that I thought would be easier to talk about because there's some lists that have weird movies that nobody's ever seen. So anyway, but yeah, The Shining is still, I think, a great movie that holds up. I watched this a lot when I was a teenager. I just really liked it. Yeah, and it's scary and it's weird. But I still like that one. And then Poltergeist 2 is probably another one of my all-time favorite horror movies. It's still good. Yeah, and I watched that a lot as a kid, too. Even the sequel to that. Mm. Well, all the second and the third one. I think the third one's better than the second one.
Oh, yeah, Poltergeist. Oh, right. My gosh.
Right, so... and I haven't seen the remake of Poltergeist because I really just like the original that much. But anyway...
Mm.
You know, we have just, there's a lot to choose from. And, you know, there's some, Netflix has a lot of really great, interesting horror films. I watched It Follows the other night, which, it's a newer film and it was pretty good. It's not terrible, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's one called The Awakening. It's British.
Oh yeah.
It's really good.
Wait, didn't they do a version in the U.S.? The Awakening? Or maybe it's just the same one.
I don't know. Hmm. I watched it. It's like a ghost. It's a ghost story, and it's really good.
Okay.
I liked it. But yeah. Anyway, I like horror films. I like to watch interesting ones or different ones. Again, I don't really love gore. It doesn't bother me. I just like. I don't need the gore. You know what I mean? Like.
Yep. I want to be scared. I don't want to be like. Ugh. I want to see guts coming out.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, like Hellraiser and things like that.
Yeah, Saw. Not, like, ugh, you know, no. I'm not into those sorts of things either. Huh. Yeah, I'm not into the gory.
Well, I'm glad we were able to make these lists because I have to go on TV on Halloween and give a list.
There you go.
And I'm dressing as Luigi. We decided we're doing a Super Mario Brother theme
that's fun.
That day. So
that's fun.
I'm
going
to be Luigi. I love Luigi.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't even given a choice, but I'm like, I love, unless Yoshi was an option, I would be Yoshi. But that was not an option given.
Good to know.
But anyway, so we'll share this. Let us know what you think about our list, and maybe if there are some other movies that we haven't mentioned, feel free to comment on any of our podcasts, whether it's on Podbean, Stitcher, Apple, what is it now? Apple Podcast, whatever, Stitcher, I don't know, and all that. So, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. All right, bye-bye.